How do you know you don't like chocolate if you refuse to try it?
Do you like worms?
What?
How do you know if you've never tasted one?
And that's from the movie Chocolat. And think about that. How do you know that you don't like garbage, the stinky garbage under my sink, if you haven't tried it? You don't need to try it. You have a lot of other evidence. You have the smell. It's putrid. You have the color. You have these brown banana peels. So we always look at all the facts, all the evidence. But in the case here, it's really cute to have the contrast of the worm versus Chocolat, chocolate. So I recommend that film. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner. This is The Rational Basis of Happiness, and welcome to the show. Right now, we're going to turn to the phones. I'm a clinical psychologist, and welcome Mike. Mike, you're having some difficulty in your career?
Yes, I am.
Tell me what's going on.
Well, I seem to be in some sort of self-destruct mode. I've done very large-scale projects. I'm in my absolute dream job, and even though I've done much more than what I'm doing now, I can't seem to get even a small part of what I've already done accomplished. And I don't know what to do about it.
What is your dream job?
Well, I wish I could tell you a little bit more about it, but let me just put it this way. You've probably seen me on TV, and it's the kind of thing that people do on National Geographic and pay money to let people do.
Okay.
The reason I can't tell you is because several of my coworkers also listen to your radio show, and I just really don't want to be.
Oh, then that's fine. No, you don't have to put on anything that would disclose who you are.
Yes, I'm sorry.
So you're thinking you're in a dream job, and you feel like you're sabotaging.
Oh, I know it.
Oh, tell me what you're doing to sabotage it. What are you aware of?
Well, I'm trying to recreate something that I did once before, a huge scale, and even just a small part of it. I'm an engineer, and it's just a simple component within something that takes a couple of months. Should take me about 2 to 3 days, maybe 4 days tops to do it, and 4 months later, I still haven't begun. It seems that I'll do something like I'll open my email to clear my head, and then I'll think, well, why am I doing this? This isn't important. Get back to your work. And then I start back on the work and think, well, now I got all these open emails. I didn't even finish those, so I go back to those. And at the end of a week, I still haven't started what should have been done by the end of that week.
Okay, so the best thing that you're doing is bringing it to the top of your awareness now. Even by making the phone call, it makes it more tangible, meaning you're wanting to resolve this chronic problem that you're having, the procrastination. So what you can start to do is to try to figure out what goes in your mind. If you were to start the project, what are you doing right after the phone call?
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
Do you have anything else going on today?
Oh, aside from work around the house, no.
Okay, so it's basically an open day. If you were to start your project right after you got off the phone with me, imagine doing that and think about what's going through your mind.
Okay.
Tell me what's going through your mind. What images, what feelings?
Well, the very first thing that hit me is that this is my day off. I don't want to be doing that.
Okay. And take that a little further. What else is going through your mind?
Well, the thought that I have done that on several occasions. I've even taken vacation or holidays or called in sick in order to do just to sit down and do that without interruption and sit and work at home. And at the end of the day, I still haven't started.
Okay, so what we're trying to track is what's going unnoticed by you, or it's implicit, it's there, but not explicitly noticed by you. And we want to make that explicit. So
Okay. You're
trying to look at what are the, most of us are immediately aware of our feelings. It's just like this wall of resistance. We don't want to do it. It's, oh, I've got better things to do. And then you want to carefully monitor what you say to yourself. If you could let that feeling just let loose, what would that feeling say? What would that feeling say? For example, this is my vacation day. Why do I have to do this? And then you might say things like, it's too overwhelming. It's too much. Or I've already done this before. I don't want to go back and start all over again. And what if it doesn't work out? It's all this effort expended for nothing. And, you know, I'd much rather it's a nice day. I'd rather be out in my garden, or I'd rather be able to putter around the house. And why can't I have some time for myself? And they can't tell me what to do anyway. And you may not have had that last thought, but you want to look at exactly what is going on in your mind.
Actually, it sounds like you just played a whole track of it.
Did I?
I had a vacation in about 11 years, and I took this entire week off this, leading up to this moment. And I feel like I just didn't have that time at all. I just never have a chance to stop and rest.
So it may be that you're wanting, in order to recharge your batteries for this project, although it's been going on for quite a while. How long has the project dragged on for?
Oh, this is the second in a series. I've gone from being in extremely high demand to actually being removed from one task and almost removed from another so far because I'm just not moving fast enough. I'm just continually slowing down like a runner toward the end of a race.
So you need to know. See, two things are coming to my mind right now. One is that you definitely want that vacation so badly that if you took that vacation, you would recharge your batteries and you would come up to speed again, maybe even faster. Although it sounds like you were at a fast pace anyway, you know, a reasonable speed.
Yeah.
So that could be one component of it. When you're looking at psychological factors that could contribute to that self-sabotaging feel, there could be many of those factors. You want to get the central ones that are driving it. So one of them could be just wanting that vacation. Another part could be that you're on overload, mental overload, and the project is way too big and it just feels daunting. In which case, what you would already know, you're a professional. What would you do when you have too much to do?
Break it down into small pieces that I know I can do and try to target about a 1 to 2 day level.
Right, or you can even target a 2 hour level, because sometimes you just need to jumpstart yourself. And, you know, if I tell myself I'll spend 2 hours cleaning, oh, say a garage, guess what I end, or 10 minutes cleaning a garage, guess what I end up spending?
Several hours.
Yeah, several hours, because you get motivated once you get into the project.
Mm-hmm.
If you feel that it's going nowhere, that you'll devote a lot of time and it goes nowhere, is that a piece of it? That
yes.
They won't use it? Then you need to get the facts. Is it that I would be putting in a lot of effort and not gaining from it in the long run? Because then it feels like you're spinning your wheels, or you can't get your mind pumped up to do something like that. If you have other uses that you could use the material for, if the first one doesn't work out, if the first, then that may help.
That's exactly true in this case too, yeah.
Then that may help you with the motivation. You want to ask yourself what you love about this project or like about it. What's enjoyable about it? Because if you try to motivate yourself the way your parents might have when you were a kid, by duty, you got to do it and you have to do it. The gut is the have to, the shoulds, the ought tos, the need to. You want to get rid of that language and put the word I just used, want, in. I want to do this project. What in it, if it's a dream career, what gives it the adjective dream?
Okay, I understand.
So you want to focus on what are the values to you, and you could write those down for yourself. So I've given you some skills. You definitely want the skill of introspecting, to see learning how to read your own mind. What images, what thoughts are passing through your mind, and then put them down on paper and deal with each thought separately, the way we were just doing, and that will help you resolve it, Mike.
Okay.
Does that sound helpful?
I think it does.
Okay. I wish we had more time. I want to thank you so much. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner on The Rational Basis of Happiness. The ground, you held me down, but I got up. Get ready, 'cause I've had enough. I see it all, I see it now. I got the eye of the tiger.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance, the Serious Romance Guidebook by clinical psychologist Dr. Ellen Kenner and co-author Dr. Edwin Locke, who's world famous for his theories in goal setting.
A good antidote to reckless spending is to ask the following questions before buying anything, especially the big ticket items. What is the real reason I or we want this? Is it to show off, or because it's a real value to me and my family? Would I even want this if no one other than my partner knew that I had it? Did I choose it using my own judgment, or just because others said it was desirable? Is this the best possible use for this money? Is there something that would be more valuable to us in the long run, like putting it in investments or savings?
You can download Chapter 1 for free by going to drkenner.com and buy it at amazon.com.